Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly journey backstage into the world of the performing arts here in Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. My guest today is Gary Forrester, Executive Director of Valley Performing Arts, and there's a reason why he's my only guest today. We'll get to that in a moment. But he's going to be here talking about their production opening tonight of Mary Poppins, not the film, but the stage musical Mary Poppins, and is not performing at their normal venue in Wasilla. They are actually moving into the Glenn Massey Theater on the campus of the Matsu College, and apparently the show is breaking records in terms of participation in the show and the scenery and everything. We'll get to that in a moment. But first of all, I want to welcome to the show Gary Forrester.
Thanks for having me back.
As I mentioned, the show opens tonight and runs through April the 22nd, runs Fridays, Saturdays, and Sunday afternoons. Before we get into, the massive production you're doing at the Glenn Massey Theater, let's just reintroduce this play to our audience. Most people know of Mary Poppins, the movie back in the 60s, Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke. I was surprised to hear that it's really never been made into a stage musical until just recently. Talk a bit about that.
That's correct. It was only recently that they developed it onto a stage version of Broadway. Very well received. And the interesting thing about this production in deference to the movie is there are a lot of elements of the book that are brought into the stage version that were not included in the movie. You know, Walt had to make things a little bit more cheery and I don't want to say family friendly because this show lends itself to being family friendly already. But there were some things he wanted to be happy and upbeat.
Right.
And there were some things that Cameron McIntosh did with this Broadway version to bring it down to a little bit more realistic level and in some ways humanize some things that were maybe not so much done in the movie, but still you get that fantastical, magical quality that Mary Poppins lends to any situation that she's in.
Well, let's talk a bit about the actual story of Mary Poppins. Because I know when I was a kid and the movie came out, I watched it, but I don't really remember much about it except that I saw her flying with an umbrella. Tell us a bit, who was this Mary Poppins character and what takes place in this play?
Well, with Mary Poppins, she shows up at an opportune time in the life of the Banks family. The father is distant from the children. There's starting to be some distance there. He's busy at work. The mom is trying to be the good wife and the good mother. She's trying to do what her husband wants her to do, to be a socialite. They're relying on nannies to raise their children. At one point, they reiterate that they've gone through six nannies in 4 months, I believe. And then Mary Poppins shows up, and she turns the house upside down in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And she brings the family back together. And it's very much, if you pay attention to the story, it brings home the fact that you only have one family. Your relationships with your husband and your wife and your children are vitally important. And at the end of the day, you can lose everything. But if you have your family, you've got everything.
So that must be the family sort of orientation of this play, that it's about family.
It is. It is about family. You know, the movie that that Disney did, Saving Mr. Banks,
mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways, that is implemented in the stage version. And it's very well done. And when people walk out of the theater from seeing the production, they'll have been better for spending the time with us because they'll walk out happy and realize, yeah, it had a great message. Aside from having great choreography and great singing and acting and everything else, it has a great message.
Well, you mentioned it goes back to the books by P.L. Travers, and you're adding some of the, I guess you said, more serious elements. Or more. How would you put it? What comes from those books that is, you say it's uplifting, of course, but
right.
Maybe a little more serious than what we have in the movie?
Well, I'm not real familiar with the books, but from the things that I've observed in the play, one of the things that stands out most to me is the strength of the mother. In the movie, she's kind of depicted as kind of milquetoast in a lot of ways and just being not a strong character, but the mother in this one turns out to be a strong character, and she really is the linchpin for the family in a lot of ways. The children are the precocious children that want attention. They just want love from their father. The mom sees what's going on. She's not confrontational, But she winds up being one of the strengths of the family to pull them together, and I think that's an important thing to take away as well. Is, you know, she's not a doormat; she's the fabric that keeps the family together.
That sounds interesting. You know, you're going to make people want to go back and read these books now.
And that's fine with me. I encourage people to read.
No, it's fun because, you know, you Peter Pan, and people want to go back and read those books again. And a lot of plays that come from these books are changed for the stage or changed as Walt Disney did it. But people want to go back and find out, well, who was really that person in that book? So it sounds like you're capturing this in this play.
Right. And Larry's done a really good job, Larry Botchin, the director, making sure that all the aspects are presented well. He did a wonderful job casting the characters. Jameson and Kaylee Gumley are actual brother and sister in real life, who play Michael and Jane Banks. And there's just something about being siblings in real life that carries on stage. And when you see them together, you're just kind of like, wow, those are the Banks kids.
They look like they're brother and sister.
Oh, yeah. And they're great.
Yeah. Well, let's go on to the elephant in the living room, so to speak. The fact that you have moved your production from... Well, VPA is known for doing some elaborate productions.
We are.
In their home space, which seats how many?
172.
172. You now are going to the Glen Massey, which seats 500 and something?
The actual capacity is about 520.
But you have much more there in terms of stage machinery.
You've got a much wider stage to be able to work from, a much broader canvas to do your brushstrokes, so to speak.
Literally and figuratively.
Right. Yeah. It's a large space, and it's allowed us to do some really creative things on stage. We have three large set pieces that were constructed especially for this show. They rotate, they revolve, they open up. I'm not going to give too much away because I want you to come see the show.
Well, for those just tuning in, we're talking about Mary Poppins, the musical based on the film, opening tonight and running through April the 22nd at the Glen Massey Theater, being produced by Valley Performing Arts. Now, Gary, you've got to give us a bit more than just come see the show to see this. Laura Lynn, from the company there, has told me a few things, that there are just the backstage crew. You've got how many people working backstage?
You have 50 cast and over 40 crew. All working together for the last 18 months to do this production. So, and just in costumers alone, you had 9 costumers doing over 200 costume pieces. And they did a wonderful job. Visually, when you see the things open up with the different colors and costumes and interactions of the characters, it really is a treat for the eyes. We've had a wonderful choreographer in Pam Burlingame with really intricate dancing and choreography sequences for the major scenes. We had two wonderful musical directors with Kai and Linda, making sure that the chorus and the individual actors are singing well. It's going to be great musically. And then Larry's pinpointing the acting. So when you step into the theater and the curtains open up for the first scene, and we had three hand-painted backdrops. And so if you've seen the size of the Massey, you know what a major undertaking it was just to have three painted backdrops plus three digital backdrops. So there's a lot of eye candy on that stage, and it's going to be a treat for all five senses that you've got. And we're very excited about it.
What's exciting about the technology of theater today, you mentioned these digital backdrops. Explain a bit more how those work.
The digital projections allow you to do some quicker scene changes, and when they're done really well, you can actually have motion in the digital backdrops, like, say, lamps flickering, smoke coming out of chimneys, lights going on and off in windows. It gives just that little more element of realism that kind of goes, ah. it's the awe and the wow factor, and we're excited about what we've been able to do with it. We had some really talented people involved in helping us on this journey to get there.
It sounds ironically like you are putting this movie onto the stage and yet also keeping some elements from film in a way into the stage production.
That's exactly right. And there's a certain expectation of Mary Poppins.
Yes.
And what it's about. You know, it's more than just the iconic black hat with flowers and the red coat. It's the experience and the magical experience of being with her. And I have to say that Heather Sawyer, who plays Mary Poppins, does a wonderful job. She just envelops the character when she walks on stage. She's Mary Poppins. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. When she walks on stage and presents herself as the nanny, she's Mary.
And that's something to say because, you know, we always have that image of Julie Andrews in the
Oh, yeah.
You know, Mary Poppins, I didn't realize this, but her name Poppins is referring to her popping in and popping out. She's a magical character.
She is.
How do you achieve or are you achieving, trying to achieve some of the, just the magic of her character in this play? Can we talk about that?
We can talk a little bit about it. The iconic scene where she starts pulling stuff out of her bag up in the nursery. We've tried very hard to duplicate that, and I think people will be pleased with that special effect. I'm probably not giving too much away when I will tell you that you will see Mary fly.
You whispered that,
but you know, and I think it's part of, Larry and I were talking last night at rehearsal, and you know, how much do you give away and how much do you not give away? There are things that are going to be a surprise, but if people aren't there to see it, it's not a surprise because there aren't people in the seats to see
right,
the surprise.
Yeah.
So there are certain things that, that we think are important for people to know. Yeah, we are going to make Mary fly. And all the other things that you have come to see. The dance sequences are marvelous. Step in Time is probably the most iconic bit of Mary Poppins, and that is very well done on stage, and people are going to enjoy that very much. You've probably got close to, I didn't do a count last night, but north of 30 people on stage as chimney sweeps or more in a tap sequence. I mean, people are going to be absolutely amazed. I think it looks more like a road show than it looks like a community theater putting this on. And I think when people see it, they're gonna say, "Wow!"
And they're just with their mouths open to walk out of it.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't want to have their mouth open too much because, as Mary Poppins says, we're not codfish.
Oh, that's right. That's true. You know, I, thinking back on the movie, one of those images I have is of the chimney sweeps, mm-hmm. and I'm glad to see that you're doing that again. And are there things that people who remember the movie you think are going to look for, and you mentioned the flying, the chimney sweeps,
right.
That they might have a satisfactory sort of experience watching this?
Oh, definitely. All the way through, you know, the scenes in the park. Mm-hmm. The play treats the park scene where you have all the animation with the penguins and the carousel and all that kind of stuff. They weren't able to duplicate that on stage. That scene is treated a little bit differently, but it's still very well done and people are still going to enjoy it. But you've got supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's certainly in there. And every day is a holiday with, mm-hmm. with Mary. All the things that songs that people have come to know as iconic are there, plus some really new, wonderful songs. There's a song that's in the nursery called Playing the Game,
mm-hmm.
that's a little bit different that people will enjoy. So there's enough new and enough iconic that people are going to walk away and say, yeah, it was a great experience to see everything.
It sounds exciting because this is a new musical in a sense of an old story.
It
and
is.
People are going to come see it and they're expecting to see the movie, but they're going to see not only new stuff, but the things from the novel as well. Well, Gary Forrester, Executive Director of Valley Performing Arts, glad to have you on again to talk about this incredible, massive production at the Massey Theater of Valley Performing Arts, opening tonight and running through the 22nd of April. Thanks a lot for being on the show, Gary.
Thanks for having me back, and hope everybody will come see The Magical Journey at Mary Poppins.
Sounds great. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.